Millepois is shameful.
Millepois is lack of respect for jurors.
It's the ultimate humiliation.
The shame that they must be feeling.
Millepois is no fun.
If you haven't listened to the song yet, go and listen to it now.
Yes.
Because we're going to give you our immediate initial reaction to it. Very, very quick edition of Nullpois.
Hello.
Cressy, hello, hello. How are you? Testing, testing.
I'm good. Okay, you're just testing the audio as we're recording. That's great. Thanks for that, Martin. Yes, hello, I'm Laura. This is Martin. This isn't a usual episode. This is kind of a little bonus thing because, of course, the UK has revealed its entry for Eurovision 2023 and it's May Muller, I Wrote a Song. Now, we're going to do a proper big reaction to this with lots of UK fans and sort of experts in the next proper episode coming up. But we thought we'd just do a quick reaction to it. So, Martin, your thoughts?
I think this is possibly the nicest thing I can say about it.
Oh, okay.
Think it's fine.
Yeah.
I think that's about it. It's very generic.
Yes.
I don't really want to completely slate it because I don't think it deserves a slating.
No.
I think it will grow on me more than it has at the moment. I think it's going to be one that will get in my head as time goes on. I think it's going to be a lot to do with the performance. It's all right. I feel like I've heard songs similar to it a million times before, sometimes at Eurovision, but just sort of in on the radio, you know, just kind of in the charts in daily life. But that's not to say that that's a bad thing. I think that's okay. I think what you get in May Muller is a very seasoned professional singer and performer. I think, you know, she's got a lot of credentials. She is a slightly bigger name than maybe
definitely.
Sam Ryder was when we first heard of him when he was coming onto the scene.
Supported Little Mix.
So knows about performing live, knows about putting on a show. All of that bodes, I think, very, very well. The song itself, yeah, it's a little generic, but I think that's okay. I think we can work with this. I don't think it's going to be like getting right up there at the top, but I think we can work with it.
I have to say I agree. And I was just thinking, I think it's so funny that the song is called I Wrote a Song, considering we were thinking of coming up with a Eurovision song sort of last Eurovision season. And I feel like that's the kind of thing we would have called our Eurovision song.
Yeah.
I know it's not actually to do with writing a Eurovision song. It's to do with, her exes and being strong and dealing with all that kind of thing. I have to say I agree with it. I think it's pleasant. I don't think it's anything special. I have to say, though, I'm trying to think back to how we reacted at the very beginning to Sam Ryder and Spaceman and what we thought about
it. We weren't blown away with it.
No, I don't think we were blown away with it. And Sam brought his own performance to it and made it special. So this song has split people. There's some people being like, I really like it. It's catchy. It's modern. It's what you would hear in the charts. Other people saying it's quite generic. I can't see it going far. I'm sort of in the middle of these two.
Yeah, I think I agree with both of those points.
Yeah.
I think it is generic, but I think, you know, I think it's, but it's good. I think it's quite catchy I just think it's going to grow on me. There's a but though, is there, Chris?
Yeah, well, my worry is a lot of people saying it's what you'd hear in the charts, but I don't think it's what you'd hear at the top of the charts. I think it's what you'd hear kind of in the midways of it. And that's my worry about all of this. Last year with Spaceman, we did so well with Sam Ryder, with the jury. The jury loved us. And I don't think this is going to hit the same kind of scale with the jury. And my other worry is it's not kind of unique enough to stand out to the public. So, you know, if you look at Finland, what they're doing with Cha-Cha-Cha, that kind of thing, very different. You know, Austria, who we'll talk about in the next episode with Who the Hell is Edgar, very unusual, fun, catchy. I don't think it fits along with any of those. So that's my only worry, that it doesn't stand out enough for the public vote and it hasn't got that musicality for the jury vote. As a lot of people have been saying, you know, this song could be fifth, it could be last. It really does depend on that staging.
Staging always is important. And her, as well, Mo Muller's kind of likability. I think people really tapped into Sam Ryder because he was this
yes.
huge personality. He, you know, he had the long hair and the beard. He was sort of larger than life. He's got a massive mouth. He was, do you know what I mean? Like there was a real kind of,
He was a character. He was recognisable.
Exactly, exactly. He was a real character, real recognisable, real energy when he was there, really enthusiasm. And I think that really helped him. And I think it helped the song do well because people kind of recognise that this is a guy that I want to be mates with. This is a guy that I want to do well. I'll vote for him. I'll vote for the song. And I don't know whether Mae Muller's got that because I've not seen, that remains to be seen. Will Mae Muller be able to bring that same energy or her own energy that makes people kind of get behind her and get behind the song?
I think my final point really is to do with that and the fact that, you know, I'm still more hopeful about this than I was in Eurovisions before Sam Ryder. And I feel it's a different, you know, Sam Ryder and Spaceman, that's a difficult act to follow. And I don't think we've done badly with picking this song. There are others I might have liked to have seen, you know, Rena, a lot of people were expecting it was going to be her. But I still think there's more to come from this song, so I am still hopeful. I don't think it's got what it takes to reach it to the very, very top, but I think we could still be surprised with it.
Your thoughts, please. Very much wanted. This is a kind of bonus reaction episode that you're hearing here, but our next episode is going to be a big reaction. What we're going to hear from loads of different people, get their thoughts on it. And of course, we would love it if your voice was in that mix as well. So tell us what you think. Get in touch with us and here's how you do it.
Indeed, please do. And lots of people already have. And we will be reading all of those out in the proper episode. So it's at Poirtnull on Twitter, Nullpoir Podcast on Instagram. We've also got an email, nullpoirpodcast@gmail.com. And Patreons, please do comment your thoughts. You're getting this episode a little bit earlier than everyone else. So we'd love to hear your reaction to all of this. Let us know your thoughts, everybody.
Please do. And we'll see you again on the next edition of Nullpoir.